So, if you're ready to go into hypnosis now, I'd like you to please close your eyes and keep them closed until later when I ask you to open them. Now, take a long, slow, deep breath. Let it fill your lungs completely. And when you feel that your lungs are completely full, let that breath out slowly. Very good. Take another long, slow, deep breath. Feel your diaphragm expanding. When you've inhaled as much as you can, let that breath out slowly. That's right. Now take one more long, slow, deep breath. Only this time I want you to hold that breath. Just hold it. And now you can let that breath out very, very slowly. And as you let the air out, you can already feel your body beginning to relax. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you want to be, listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrating for a few moments on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily, just as though you were sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep. And imagining, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there in the chair. Using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye. And then, using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed. And still thinking about your breathing, making quite sure that each breath in lasts the same length of time as the last breath in. And each breath out lasts the same length of time as the last breath out, even though each breath in will probably be slightly shorter than each breath out. And while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing perhaps the weight of your head against the back of the chair, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. That's all right. You can just simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you here. In psychology, there's a principle called 7 plus or minus 2. Now, that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head against the back of the chair, how you might look from the outside. That's 4 things. So you can think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sound of the music I'm playing in the background. So that's 5 things now. And I wonder if you can think about those 5 things and then at the same time notice the way your feet feel on the footrest of the chair or on the floor. And perhaps how your arms feel. Now that's 7 things now. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head against the back of the chair, the music in the background, the way you look while you're relaxing, your breathing, your arms, your feet. And I wonder if you can now add an 8th thing into all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things, adding in, perhaps, an awareness of the temperature of the room. And then just testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses so that you're thinking of 9 things all at once. Thinking about all those 8 inputs to your senses and then maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those other things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, how your eyes feel. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, temperature of the room. Your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, how your eyes feel. And of course, when anybody thinks of all these things, what they're really doing is scanning around them one after the other. So quickly, it feels as if you're thinking of all of them at once. If you were a computer, we'd be calling that multitasking, sharing all your available resources between the different tasks that you're trying to perform all at once. And that's why some people can only think of five things, because that's the limit of their memory, while others can actually think of nine things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember those nine things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, how your eyes feel. And now, you can think how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all, concentrating all your energies onto that one most important thing of all, which is going to be so easy to think of now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of nine. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing. Thinking how relaxed you can be right now, that you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relaxing in your mind and in your body. No need to think anything at all, really. No need to do anything, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. And as you relax, you can notice how your mind tends to wander, to drift. And every time you hear me say the words deeper down, you can go deeper and deeper down, growing more and more relaxed, so that my words find their way to that place within yourself where you can easily and naturally learn new ideas and new behaviors, where you can learn, for your own benefit, to recognize stress, to be relaxed and calm in stressful situations, and to release stress completely and easily from your mind and your body. Everybody is different, and everybody experiences stress in a different way. But most people feel their stress in a particular part of their body. Deeper down. So now I'd like you to let your mind turn inward and explore your body, letting your mind focus on that part of the body where your stress makes itself felt. Some people feel stress in their head and neck, or in their jaw, while others experience stress in their shoulders, perhaps in their chest or in the pit of the stomach. And it may be that you feel some stress in several places in your body, and if that's the case, you can let your mind focus on all of those places, like 7 plus or minus 2, scanning through all those places and measuring the amount of stress that you feel right now. Deeper down. And as you focus on where your body tends to experience stress, you can imagine that stress as a sort of emotional residue, like the debris that accumulates in a kitchen sink after rinsing off dishes, clogging the drain so that water begins to back up in the sink until someone turns on the disposal and flushes that debris down the drain. Deeper down. Just as you can easily wash the debris out of your kitchen sink, so too can you learn to release the built-up emotional debris we call stress from your mind and body. First, choose one of your hands. Maybe you'll choose your right hand, maybe your left. It really doesn't matter which. And now, with a very slight effort, you can make a circle with the thumb and forefinger of that hand. Touch the tip of the forefinger very lightly against the tip of the thumb, and then gently rub them together in a tiny circle. That's right. And the gentle, slow, circular rubbing of that fingertip and thumb creates a vortex in the larger circle formed by those fingers. Deeper down. and you can already begin to feel that vortex pulling at the bits of stress throughout your body. Pulling those bits through your body up to your shoulder, down the arm to the elbow, down the elbow toward the wrist, toward the vortex formed with your finger and thumb. And just as the garbage disposal works best with a supply of fresh water, your stress disposal works best with a supply of fresh air. So take a deep breath. Fill your lungs all the way. And when your lungs are all the way full, let that breath out slowly and easily. And as you do, feel the stress being pulled away and flushed down the drain between your thumb and finger. Out of your body, out of your mind, flushed out into space. And already you can notice how much better you feel to have gotten rid of that excess debris. Take another deep breath. And as you let this one out, you can feel the vortex growing ever more powerful, releasing even more built-up stress, flushing it away with the aid of this new, cleansing, relaxing air. Very good. Take another deep breath and feel even more of that built-up stress being flushed out of your mind, flushed out of your body. You can feel so calm now, not only on the surface, but also deeper down. Deeper down. Just keep breathing deeply and slowly, letting each breath in bring peace and calm and deeper relaxation, and each breath out help to push any remaining stress and tension out through the vortex, out of your body, out of your mind, gone for good. And when you feel that all the stress is gone, you can stop rubbing your finger and thumb together. You can let the vortex slow and stop for now. And now you know how to release stress when it builds up in your mind and body. And this is something you can do anytime you feel the stress beginning to build up again. You don't even have to listen to this whole recording again. All you have to do is find a quiet place, close your eyes, make the vortex again with your hand. Breathe deeply, and you'll feel the stress being pulled away, sucked into the vortex and released into space, all in just a minute or two. Until you feel as calm, as relaxed, as in control of yourself and of your feelings as you do right now. And how good will it feel when you make use of this technique again and find that it becomes more and more effective each time you use it? Each time you make the vortex, you find that it's more effective than before. So you can use it often, as often as you like. Deeper down. In fact, you can even use the vortex to help you remain calm and relaxed during a stressful situation. Even with your eyes open, you can take a deep breath and make the vortex and feel the stress drain away. Feel yourself remaining in control, your mind staying sharp and able to respond effectively, and every time you use the vortex, it becomes more effective for you. And there's one more thing you can do with the vortex. And that is, you can use it at night. Because sometimes, even though our bodies are tired, our minds want to keep going. Or sometimes other things can keep us awake when we'd rather be asleep. The stress vortex can help you go to sleep whenever and wherever you want to sleep. When you're ready to go to sleep, just close your eyes, breathe deeply, make the stress vortex. And you'll feel any stress that you may have been holding in drain away, just as you always do when you make the vortex. But you'll also find that when you focus on making the vortex, on rubbing those finger and thumb tips ever so gently together, that it's very easy and natural for your mind to become quiet, to relax, to let go of whatever thoughts may be trying to linger within, and then to drift easily and naturally into a deep, restoring, restful sleep that nothing can disturb until it's time for you to wake up. And you always awaken from your sleep feeling refreshed, feeling energized, ready to face the day. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. As I count from 1 to 5, you can feel yourself slowly coming back to your waking state. As you come out of hypnosis, you'll find that you feel fully awake, aware, and that you have this incredible energy. You'll feel as if you've had a full night's sleep. You'll feel energized, refreshed, ready to handle anything that comes up with complete confidence. You can choose to remember as much of this session as you wish to remember, or you can choose to forget as much as you wish to forget. but your subconscious will always remember and act on the suggestions you receive for your own benefit. 1. Feeling the energy begin to build as a ball of shining silver light that starts in your chest. 2. The energy radiates outward and you can begin to feel a slight tingling in your arms and legs as they begin to awaken with you. 3. Feeling so wonderful now, like an athlete in top form, ready and able to handle anything that confronts you with complete confidence in your own power and abilities. 4. Taking a deep breath now, and letting that energy just flow so strongly that you let a big smile come out on your face. And 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling great, and ready to have a fabulous day.